tomorrow's newsmakers in the capital city. Your host is Michael Cohen for the Capital City Recap on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Good evening, Michael Cohen here with producer Emily Scarlett. It is Friday night in Lansing, 6:09, as we head into a rainy weekend. Looks like we'll be up in the mid-40s. I guess that's something to celebrate. On today's show, Facebook told by the government that it's failing to properly protect the privacy of its users. But what exactly was the company doing wrong, and what kind of changes are users likely to see? We'll find out. And paying extra for health insurance abortion coverage. That's what some state lawmakers are calling for. I'll talk to a top Planned Parenthood official about that. But first, a variety of organizations meeting in Lansing yesterday to discuss helping financially struggling local governments avoid being subjected to an emergency financial manager. John Annable, past chairman of the Michigan Association of Certified Public Accountants, chaired the event, and he joins me now. Welcome to the program, John.
Thank you. Good to be with you. Thank you, Michael.
I want to ask you off the bat, Detroit is all over the news, but do we expect to see a significant number of local governments facing a potential financial manager situation?
You know, I don't think so. I think a lot of them are working on plans right now, getting their things in order, and I would think no. I think, you know, the fact that that law went through, you know, has a few groups, Detroit and Flint, but I don't think so. I think for the most part, most of the school districts, the counties, the cities, and so forth are doing what they need to make sure that that does not happen to them.
Now, my understanding is you avoid an emergency financial manager by balancing the budget on your own. But as we see in Detroit, a big factor in doing that involves dealing with local unions. Is that something that was discussed in yesterday's event?
Yeah, it was. You know, we had a number of different people at the conference yesterday. And one in particular, we had school districts. We had a couple of school district superintendents speaking, sharing some of the things that they did in their districts to work with the union and get the budgets in line. And it was effective. I mean, we had a number of people taking notes, and the you know, the results of the evaluations came back very, very positive. A lot of people took away good practical things to look into in addressing mm-hmm. those things at their place. Yeah,
I mean, is the bottom line that local unions will have to be willing to make concessions, otherwise a community may very well have an emergency financial manager step in?
Yeah, I don't know that it's quite that simple. I think you know, what I learned yesterday, you know, listening to one district in particular is, you know, they did a number of what I would call creative things. You know, some of them worked with, you know, people retired. They did not replace them. They worked on some things that saved them some money in the benefits section, moving more towards a, you know, what they call a defined contribution plan as opposed to a defined benefit plan. So, yeah, I don't know that it's always a payroll concession or a layoff situation. There's some other things that were shared, best practices type things that were shared that are creative and I think were taken very, very well yesterday.
What about increasing revenue? I mean, should local leaders be pursuing things like millage increases?
You know, I think if you ask the elected officials that were at the table yesterday, the answer to that would be no, not in this economy. You know, some of the things we heard yesterday were things where some governments are sharing services with other local governments, and in so doing, saving money. And I don't know that the gist of what we heard yesterday was more on the cost side, saving money, doing things smarter, more efficiently, sharing things. But raising revenue was not one of the things that came out in yesterday's conference.
I'm talking to John Annable. He's the past chairman of the Michigan Association of Certified Public Accountants, and he chaired yesterday's event here in Lansing titled Local Government Leadership Summit on Financial Matters. Now, there's the moderate approach which you're talking about. You know, it maneuvers to kind of cut costs in different ways, but ultimately it seems that many communities are probably facing some potentially drastic cuts, are they not?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, you know, in along those lines, or you know, in that vein, we had some county executives who were talking about how in their particular county they did surveys of the citizens as well as surveys of the county commissioners and determined, you know, what services, what were the key priorities, and in so doing, they put their prospective budget together and made sure that they were meeting the key, the significant priorities of the community. And, you know, perhaps the ones that fell in that fourth quartile, if you will, mm-hmm. ones that were not top priorities, those were the ones that they looked at hard and perhaps delayed funding or some of them got cut. But it represented the reality of that county.
Now, Michigan Congressman John Conyers is asking the Justice Department and U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder to review and possibly challenge the constitutionality of the new emergency financial manager law. In terms of the way the law is structured and the powers it gives a manager, do you think they're appropriate for the type of work a manager would have to do?
You know, I don't know that my background is such that, you know, I'd have a strong feel on that. I think that, you know, if there's one thing we learned yesterday from this conference, it's that when everyone knows the facts, the consensus on change is much easier to make happen. And I'd like to think, and I don't know if this is the case, but you know, when communities get together and share facts, share data. We saw yesterday there was a lot of very positive, best practice type things that came out of that conference that equipped people to go back to their local governments, their local areas, and make changes that are needed while we all weather this financial downturn.
From what you heard yesterday, then, when we do see local communities having an emergency financial manager step in, I mean, is that likely going to be because some concessions or agreements were not reached with local unions?
I think that's what we found so far, absolutely. You know, whether that's the case going forward, who's to know? But clearly, I think that's what's happened so far, and it's been unfortunate.
Finally, you know, this property tax revenue issue, which is affecting certainly Detroit and communities all over the state, it seems like that's ultimately where it's going to be a make or break situation in the long term. Is there any hope by local communities that we're going to see this revenue bottoming out and starting to come back at some point?
You know, the first speaker yesterday was John Nixon, our budget director for the state here, and he gave a flavor of some of the challenges the state has faced, certainly is still facing, and he painted some light at the end of the tunnel. Certainly we're seeing a lot of bottoming out in certain segments, and I guess it remains to be seen whether or not our property values increase and we're able to get back to some revenue based on property taxes that we've seen in the past. So I guess it remains to be seen, Mike.
I guess if I could get a prediction, are we going to see at least a handful of situations in this coming year of emergency financial managers stepping in across the state?
Too early to tell. I'd like to think no. I'd like to think that perhaps that number is going to be very, very small. And I think if people embrace the need, you know, the need for change and get it done and start sharing data and information and get people to the table, I'd like to think that we're not going to see these EFMs appointed. And I think, you know, the few that have been appointed so far, I think is creating a stir locally where people have watched what's happened. Certainly the news has covered the EFM situations here in the state. And I think right now, a lot of things are in the works to make sure that they do not have an emergency manager appointed. So I'm optimistic that There will not be many. But again, that remains to be seen, and hopefully my thoughts are correct.
John Annable, former chairman of the Michigan Association of Certified Public Accountants, thank you very much for joining me.
Well, good to be with you, Mike.